And right now, I have an open letter to Michelle Wee.
I hope you're a lot nicer to her.
This weekend, Michelle got her first victory, her first ever LPGA Tour victory. It came at the Lorena Ochoa Invitational. I don't know if this is classified as a silly season win or not. It's pretty late in the year, but she did get a win.
There's a good field there, too.
There's a good field there, so yeah. It counts.
Mm-hmm. Good. This will be full of apologies, I'm assuming.
Should be, yeah.
So here now is my open letter to Michelle Wee.
All right.
I learned this practice from Norm, by the way. He's famous for his open letters.
Right. He did it once to Bill Parcells, and you ridiculed it mercilessly.
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Dear Michelle, hi there. It's your old pal and nemesis, Junior Miller.
About that right in.
Confusing.
I just wanted to congratulate you on your first ever LPGA Tour victory. Did you ever think 7 years ago at age 13 when you played in your first LPGA event that it would take you this long to win one? I did.
God, jerk.
I know.
Now that you've won on the LPGA Tour, the next step is to win again on the LPGA Tour. Then win an LPGA Major. And then another one. And then another one. And then think about competing in a PGA Tour event.
That's still stuck in his craw. Yep.
You always should have been following the Annika Sorenstam template, not the Mackenzie Phillips template.
Oh my.
Doing too much too soon as a teenager is rarely a wise philosophy. Heck, even Tiger Woods took it slower than you during his teenage years, and he's a much more accomplished Asian golfer than you are.
Oh. Fairly Asian.
You see, Michelle, this first win at age 20 should have been a glorious moment, a triumph of youth, the tournament that announced your arrival. Instead, most people are simply saying, it's about time. It's about time. And time is where you messed up, my little glass of sake.
Whoa.
Instead of entering...
Gosh.
Instead of entering PGA events at age 15, you should have been concentrating on high school golf, your high school prom, and learning about the menstrual cycle process.
Why does he always bring up her
period? I have no idea.
Instead, you were making yourself, and indeed all Asians, look silly as you tried to go head-to-head with the likes of Phil Mickelson, Brant Job, and Greg Chalmers. Where was the patience? Where was the humility? Where were the wins to back up that kind of Asian-American bravado? Next year, you'll turn 21 and you'll be able to get blitzed. You'll be a real adult. Perhaps now it's time to take inventory, Michelle. Maybe now it's time to consider how fortunate you are, and that good fortune requires a little bit of payback in the form of good karma. Consider that when your parents latched themselves to the belly of a panda bear and immigrated to this country.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I'm not here to debate whether they came into this country legally or illegally. That's for another day. But when they did that, they opened a world of doors for you. Consider that St. Jesus has blessed you with a great swing and a pretty hot body.
Don't hear him called St. Jesus.
Consider all of this,
so many things wrong with this,
and then ask yourself, do you like this gig? Do you like your job? Do you like being an LPGA pro? If you guess you don't understand the question, then let me tell you that next spring, the job of police chief here in Dallas will be available. And if you think you catch a lot of grief playing golf, then try filling the Kunkelnader's shoes for a week.
How did this come up?
My guess is you'll be right back on the first tee, but maybe this time a little more thankful than before.
Very Ed Carter there.
Very.
Sincerely, love, Craig. P.S. I want to kiss you, I tell you, real hard. Wait, that wasn't supposed to
Good
be
Good Lord.
Ignore creepy. That last part.